This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, June 23rd, brought to you by AgriPulse. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. The Senate Ag Committee has released its draft of the Agriculture Act of 2026. It's branded Farm Bill 2.0. The bill text avoids issues like Proposition 12 and E15. Senate Ag Chairman John Bozeman said he hopes the bill will attract bipartisan support and be approved this year. The bill includes a full-time crop input economist within the USDA's Office of the Chief Economist and monitoring the cost of needed materials like fertilizer and fuel. Chairman Bozeman told media today the first step is allowing ag groups and industry to review the text.
What we'd like to do is leave this out there for a couple of weeks, and then we're going to come back after the two-week break, and during that period before August, work hard to actually have a vote and get it out of committee. Senator Thune is one of our most active members on the committee. He's totally, totally into giving us floor time when we need it to get the farm bill passed.
Bozeman said the Senate draft should work well with the House-approved farm bill language.
Well, a conference with the House, nice, and I don't want to put any words in the chairman's mouth, but essentially we've built on what he did, and my staff has been communicating with their staff. They're wonderful to work with, and just let them know, you know, what's going on, or talking in terms of, you know, if we do this, are there problems, you know, are there going to be problems in the House? And so the things that we've done, I just don't think that's going to be a problem. It's just a matter of getting it passed and then getting it into conference, working expeditiously to get the group meeting. I can't give you a for sure timeline, but I think everything's greased to get it done once we get it passed out of the Senate.
One of the most contentious issues in the farm bill is the matter of nutrition programs and a proposal to pass some SNAP benefit expenses on to states. Bozeman was tight-lipped on negotiations with minority committee members.
Well, we're talking with them. We're negotiating in private. The good news is that everybody's working in good faith to get a farm bill.
Outside of the farm bill, Bozeman said additional financial support for farmers is a priority.
So I think it's vital that we have another bridge payment as soon as possible. I think the preferred place to put that is in a supplemental. The administration has just sent over how much they feel like they're going to need for the military. I think along with that, you'll see disaster relief. You'll see things for like the California wildfires, issues in North Carolina that still haven't been resolved. So it won't just be a military bill. It'll be a thing that a lot of people are interested in. I think agriculture, this bridge payment will be a big part of that. And I think it will ultimately help the whole package move.
Bozeman said the time is right for E15 legislation in the Congress.
The stars have aligned. I think Congress realizes how difficult it is in farm country right now, and how in order to strengthen our markets, we have to look at domestic use of our product. And certainly ethanol, E15, the same is true of diesel with soy. So it's good time. I think we've got the votes to get it passed.
In other news in Washington, the Senate for the first time today approved a war powers resolution seeking to block U.S. military action against Iran. Lawmakers warily watching President Trump's effort to resolve the conflict that the administration launched on its own and now needs Congress to fund. The 10th time the Senate has tried to stop the war, and the outcome, 50-48, was a stunning turnaround from previous efforts. In the meantime, the U.S. and Iran in a dispute today over whether Tehran had agreed to allow U.N. inspectors of its nuclear sites. As officials negotiated over how to permanently end the war in Iran, a separate plan emerging to break the shipping bottleneck through the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Jeff Daly. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgriPulse. For 250 years, America has been shaped by the people who feed, fuel, and lead our nation. Celebrate America's 250th year with AgriPulse and save $250 on your first subscription. Use code 250USA at checkout by visiting agripulse.com/subscription. Don't miss the news that matters most. Subscribe to AgriPulse today. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.